Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Kira Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, as today we are at Bugnunny Brewing Company, 715 North Courtney Parkway in beautiful Merritt Island, Florida, as we are continuing our look at some great Central Florida breweries, craft breweries. With me today is Mr. Steve Shannon, who's one of the owners of Bugnunny Brewing Company. And now, Steve, let me grab now. If you don't mind, we'd like to go through all of these beers, and some of these are seasonal, but as of this point, and probably for a little bit, you'll have all these. So I guess we'll just go down. Is it best to just go down the line? Let's go down the line here.
Sure.
So the Nutty Idiot, why don't you tell us about this one?
So the Nutty Idiot, there's a good craft beer pub over in Cocoa Village, very close to where we're moving the brewery, and they buy a lot of our beer, and they wanted us to get more familiar with the brewery process. So they came over and we brewed this brown ale with toasted walnuts in it. And so, like I said, a really good, you know, back to my cardinal rules about a flavored beer, really good brown ale, and then good real ingredients in there to add the walnuts to it.
Okay, and another beer we have is the Ricky Carroll's, and we talked about this, but we could talk about it a little more, pineapple tiki beer.
Yep, so Pineapple Tiki, Ricky Carroll is a local surfboard shaper and run a bunch of national awards and is kind of a local legend here. And he asked if we could make him a pineapple beer that would kind of represent the endless summer. And so we came up with a recipe that they really like. So it's a really nice, light, refreshing wheat ale, like I said, with 42 pounds of pineapple in it. So
that's him. Okay, and now we have On Her Majesty's ESB.
Yep, that's an extra special bitter. It's a classic British style, very malty, very malt-forward, real low on the hops. We have a good friend of ours that used to work at Hopping Frog Brewery in Ohio, comes down to Snowbird with us every year, and so he does a few brews with us every winter when he's down here, and this was one of his creations.
Okay, and the next one we have is Otis the Elder.
Yep, Otis the Elder is a good oatmeal stout. The Elder is the stronger version of the two stouts that we make in this style. The Younger is just basically the same beer, but more around 5% alcohol. A lot of oatmeal, very roasty, very full-bodied. It's got a wonderful mouthfeel to it. Really good stout.
And this is the beer I'm drinking, and it's really good. Susie's Red Belly Ale.
Yep, this is my partner John's pet beer. He's been playing with this for a long time, and I think has finally dialed it in to where he's really happy with it. Got a good classic Irish Red Ale, named after one of his dogs he had that had an allergy problem, so her belly was always red. So his dog Susie, Susie's Red Belly Ale. So we were talking about where the beer names come from. That's where that one came from.
Okay, and now the next one we have here is Zeus Will Smite Thee.
Yeah, that's kind of our flagship IPA. It's got a pretty complex grain bill, and then most of the hops in there are fairly late addition, so it's not terribly bitter, but it's got a lot of aroma and hop flavor to it. And that's the one we do a lot of distribution, and like I said, probably our overall bestseller.
And now the next one we have is Sputnik 2019.
Yeah, so that's a beer we only release once a year, and so that's a real special beer. It's almost 12% this year. It's a little different every year, you know, just from year to year, and we do a limited bottle release and a really limited production of that, and like I said, just once a year on April 12th every year.
And here was the 007 Golden IPA.
Yep, Golden IPA. Like I said, following the originally when that hop came out, they were calling it Golden Hop. But that's it's got a fairly, compared to Zeus, a fairly simple grain bill, and then only one hop. It really allows that Idaho 7 hop to shine through.
And now, keeping on the James Bond theme here, you have The Spy Who Punched Me.
Yep. And so that's the 007 is the base beer for that. But while it's fermenting, it gets a generous dose of pineapple that ferments. And then post-fermentation in the bright tank, it gets raspberry added to it as well.
Okay, and now here is the Dark Matter Nitro.
Yeah, Dark Matter is our black IPA. It's a really rich and complex beer, very roasty, but also very hoppy. And then to make it even better, it's served on nitro, which gives it that silky, small bubble mouthfeel that you don't get from a CO2-infused beer.
And here we have the Space Coast Pale Ale.
Yep, so that's we tried a couple different hops there. We tried Lupul and Powder from the Equinaut hop on this one in the dry hop, which gives it a very distinct flavor and aroma. Space Coast is another one of the brands that Bug Nutty owns, and so we distribute under both Bug Nutty and Space Coast, and so that's where the Space Coast comes in on there. But a nice good solid pale ale.
Okay, and another one we were talking about before is the Key Lime Pie.
Yep, Key Lime Pie is just a good summer beer. You know, when you think Florida, you certainly think key limes, and so this is just a light drinkable beer that gives you all those flavors all rolled into one.
And here we have now, you can explain this. Is this have something to do with, like, space?
It does.
X-37C?
Yeah, so the Air Force has a little mini autonomous shuttle that it flies called X-37B, and we've made X-37B beer for a number of years, and that recipe came from X being 10%, and then it had 3 hops and 7 grains. I recently retired from the Space Center, and so for my retirement party, we took X-37B and kicked it up a notch all the way to 13% and call it X-37C.
And it says here it's an IPA triple.
It's a triple IPA, like I said, 13%, but it goes down like a 7%er, and that makes that a very dangerous beer.
Okay, and we talked about this before, and this is pretty cool. Apple pie a la mode.
That's another very dangerous beer because, like I said, it's got the real apples, it's got the nutmeg and the cinnamon and all the spices you'd expect. Heavy dose of lactose and vanilla that gives it the vanilla ice cream kind of flavors that go with the apple pie. But all that rolled into a beer that's nearly 8%. So that's another one that'll bite you.
And another one we've been talking about throughout this is the Red Wheat and Blue.
Right. So, yeah, again, made with red wheat and blueberries. It was one of the original Bug Nutty beers when the brewery first opened and kind of a perennial bestseller as well. Really good for folks that are not super big craft beer folks. That's a good, we call it a gateway beer.
Okay, so that's the beer, and we also want to talk about other things you have. We won't go through the individual wines, but you do have wine for those who prefer wine.
Huh? Yeah, carry a couple of wines on. There's usually somebody in every group of folks that come in that they're looking for something different, so we try and cater to them as well.
So have you ever brewed like a cider? Can you brew a cider?
So we have our cider license in process. Oh, and one of the things that we intend to incorporate when we move to our new facility and have the space will be making ciders.
But do you have like a cider, like another brand of cider yet?
No.
Or no cider?
Nope, no cider at all currently.
That's all right. But you do have all these apples, so people want apples. They could drink apple beer.
So we can definitely find a beer that meets almost everybody's needs.
Oh, so you mentioned about the key lime pie, beer. I mean, do you do anything with other Florida things like coconuts or bananas? I mean, tropical things?
So we have a coconut brown ale that we do. Again, real toasted coconut. After the beer's fermented, we filter the beer through 12.5 pounds of toasted coconut for 24 hours. It gives it a really nice rounded coconut flavor. In the summer, Merritt Island's kind of famous for really good mangoes, and so we'll take Merritt Island mangoes and puree them and add them post-fermentation to a really good pale ale. It gives a nice summery drink.
So the mangoes and that and the coconuts is more for summer, so that's seasonal then?
Correct. Yeah, along with watermelon wheat, when we get good watermelons, we crank that beer out, too. It's like eating a big old slice of watermelon.
Do you do anything with strawberry? Or
have not, but that we're always looking for new things to try.
Oh, so do you feel that you could take any fruit and maybe make a beer out of it, or you think there's something that
some some fruits just don't shine through. We tried to make a beer out of cherries, and you have to add an awful lot before you can get the flavor to shine through, as opposed to somewhere like raspberry that shines through a beer pretty easy.
Oh, so that's interesting. Raspberry works well. So do you do a lot of beers or have done in the history?
We've done a couple. We did a raspberry porter, a chocolate raspberry porter previously that was really, really good. Those combinations of the chocolate and the raspberry and a dark beer, you know, went together really well. So really it depends on the style of beer and the fruit of whether or not you can actually get those flavors to match.
So how does chocolate work when making beer? I mean, is it a good... Well, I mean, you're making it, but I mean...
Chocolate goes great, in, especially in darker beers, than porters, stouts, brown ales. And again, as a flavor for us, we would use, you know, real cocoa nibs and filter the beer through there so you get that true, rich chocolate flavor to it.
Oh, so yeah, there's so many different beers, and we mentioned, you know, apple, and so how about something like pears or peach? I've heard of peach beer. I've interviewed some of that.
Yeah, I haven't made one, but there's peach is certainly one you can use. Pears are a little soft, so they, again, one of those flavors that kind of gets lost in a beer.
Oh. So now, as far as nuts, is that something that you hear use a lot in beer?
Not a whole bunch, but we have done it. Yeah, we've used pecans before. We've used, obviously walnuts and other things like that. I've heard of breweries using almonds and other things. So it's all about experimentation, keeping things fresh and new.
Yeah, because you explain bug nutty, but you know, I saw that bug nutty. Everyone thinks all nuts, and you're going to have an all nut beer.
Right.
Oh, so that's great. So we see on the brewery around here, you know, the bar, you have all these different stickers around that. I mean, is that some of your beers? Is that some other people's beers?
So almost all those are other breweries. It started out when we first opened the brewery, people were putting stickers on the door of the cooler and very quickly filled that up. And then it kind of expanded to the wall and then worked its way down the wall and on all the other coolers in the brewery. A lot of them come from, we have some very loyal snowbirds that come down every year, and they'll come down year after year after year, and so a lot of them will gather brewery stickers from all over, you know, their homes during the summer, and then when they return to us in the winter, they bring them and put them up there. So we've got quite an array.
So you're going to take the wall with you when you move?
No,
probably not.
No, we're taking the cooler door. The original stickers that we first started with will go on, and then we're already collecting folks, or new stickers, and folks are collecting stickers for us for the new place as well.
Oh, yeah, that's great here. And like we told everyone, we're here in Merritt Island. And so we're, again, by the Space Coast. And, yeah, you worked for the Space Center for all those years. So you can bring all these space names with you.
Well, and my partner, Sean, was a part of the launch squadron in the Air Force over at Cape Canaveral. So he was heavily involved in the space industry as well. So that's... Definitely a lot of space history here in Bugney.
So right now you have, you know, all the equipment right next door, and I'm assuming, and we'll talk more about this in our last segment, but that you're going to take obviously all that, that with
all
you.
All that's going with us.
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to leave that for the next craft brewery. But I mean, I guess... What will you leave? I mean, will it be easy for? I mean, you think another craft brewery will move in? Or?
No. So we're taking obviously all the brewing equipment. We are leaving the bar. We're taking all the taps.
Okay.
You know, so it'll be if somebody wanted to open a bar or a craft brewery here, it's certainly well on its way. But as far as the core brewing stuff, yeah, we kind of need that.
And so when you move into the new brewery, are you going to expand the amount of equipment? Is that part of it?
Well, like I said, in the near term, no. Like I said, we have three tanks right now that we currently don't have hooked up, that we will be able to have hooked up in the new place. And like I said, we'll have room for cider and other things. If demand warrants, then we'll go to a bigger brew system. And the new place is more than double the size of this one, and it certainly will accommodate a much larger brew system.
Oh, So, you know, everything is expanding, but one thing is the amount, the size of, you know, the size of the tap room.
Be almost double what we are now, a little more than double, actually. And we'll have room for a stage and a lot of other things that we don't have the luxury of having here in this small space.
Oh, so how long have you been? So the brewery opened up in this space, and how long has it been?
It opened in September of 2013, so almost 6 years, and then so just the beginning for us as we move into a bigger place.
So you've been, like you said, here from the beginning as a customer,
right?
And then, so that was an interest. So that how did that happen? You just said one day, oh, maybe I'd like to be a partner.
Well, so it was kind of evolved over time. Like I said, I've been homebrewing for 25 years, and so I brought in some beer, and I said, "Well, that's really good." And so, why don't you come in and help us brew one day?
I
started helping brewing, and then got more and more involved over time, and it just kind of was a natural evolution. One of the original partners wanted out and I wanted in, and so it just worked out really well for both of us.
Oh, that's great there. Okay, what we're going to do, Steve, is take a quick break, and we will be back for our very last segment. My guest today is Steve Shannon from Bug Nutty Brewing Company at 715 North Courtney Parkway in beautiful Merritt Island, Florida. As today we are here at Bug Nutty Brewing Company taking a look at another one of Central Florida's great craft breweries. You are listening to the Mike Carroll Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here again at Bug Nutty Brewing Company. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.